high school basketball doubleheader on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
And hi again, we're back in Loup City here tonight as we get set for boys high school basketball. Loup City Arcadia taking on the Adams Central Patriots. Again, in the girls' ball game just completed, it was all Adams Central tonight. They race out to a 26-10 halftime lead. They go on to post a 56-18 win in the opener here tonight. So Adams Central improves to 4 wins and 8 losses on the season. They will get ready for St. Paul tomorrow night. Boys game should be a little bit more competitive than what we saw in game number one here tonight. Adams Central coming in, a record of 8 wins and 3 losses on the season. Patriots took care of Minden on Tuesday night, winning by the score of 55-44. This is the second of 3 games that the Adams Central boys will play. They got a date with St. Paul coming up tomorrow night. Adams Central has won their last 3 games in a row. In addition to that win over Minden earlier this week, they won their final 2 games of the Wayne Holiday Tournament right after Christmas. They beat Pender by a score of 63-22, and they beat Laurel Concord 64-33. They lost to Hardington Cedar Catholic in the opening round of that tournament by a score of 54-41. So Adams Central 8-3 on the season. It's a team that's averaging 57.5 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 44.5 on the defensive end. Their mainstays offensively, David Bullen, just a freshman. He has lit him up all season long for AC, hitting 44% from the field and 44% from three-point territory. David Bullen is averaging 15.5 points per ball game for Adams Central. He's the only guy in double figures right now for head coach Zach Foster. Arcadia coming in, a record of 7 wins and 3 losses on the season. This is a team that's been averaging about 52 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up only 40.9 on the defensive end. They lost their last time out to Fullerton by the score of 36-35. They beat Palmer right after the first of the year, 66-47. They played in the Axtell Holiday Basketball Tournament right after Christmas. They won both of their games there, knocking out Blue Hill by the score of 60-46 and beating Axtell by the score of 49-33. Arcadia, Loup City, they're led right now by Brady Rasmussen. He's hitting 53% of his field goal tries so far this year, 28% from three-point territory. Brady Rasmussen is averaging 17.9 points per ball game. And also Robbie Ritz is another guy that the Patriots will have to contend with here tonight. Robbie Ritz hitting 44% of his field goal tries so far this year and 13% from three-point territory. Ritz is averaging 14.2 points per ball game. So a good matchup here tonight. Arcadia Loup City, the first year of their cooperative in basketball. Arcadia was a Class D2 team up until this point. Loup City was a Class D1 team. They get together now known as Arcadia Loup City Rebels, and they're a Class C2 team now. Arcadia was the Huskies before. Loup City was the Red Raiders. Now they're the Rebels, known as the Arcadia Loup City Rebels, and they'll get ready to take on the Adams Central boys basketball team here tonight. Sneaking up on tip-off for this one here this evening in Loup City. Arcadia, Loup City, and Adams Central getting ready to tip things off. We'll take a break and come right back. Check the starting lineups as we continue with high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Well back here in Loup City tonight. High school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Again, Adams Central, the only team in the city of Hastings that's got any kind of competition here tonight. St. Cecilia played last night in Gretna and picked up a win. The rest of the teams will see some playing time tomorrow. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Adams Central will start this way here tonight. Garrett Sittner is a 6'1" sophomore. Sittner is averaging 7.9 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. He scored 13 points the other night in that win over Minden. David Bolin is a 6-foot freshman. Bolin is averaging 15.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. He scored 16 against the Whippets on Tuesday. Alex Keller getting his start, a 5'11" and senior. Keller is averaging 1 point and 1 rebound per game. Sam Lindblad is 6'6" and senior. Lindblad is averaging 4.8 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Evan Lindblad is the other starter for Adams Central, a 6'5" and junior. Evan is averaging 6.5 points and 7.6 rebounds per ball game. Adams Central is a team hitting 42% of their field goal tries this year, 30% from three-point territory, and 66% from the free throw line. Patriots out rebounding their opposition 35-28. They're averaging 13 turnovers per ball game. For the Rebels out of Arcadia Loop City, they will start this way. It'll be Steele Sullivan. Sullivan is averaging 5.3 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. Brady Rasmussen is a 5'10" and senior. Rasmussen is averaging 17.9 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Also averaging 2.3 assists and 1.4 steals per game. Grant Lewandowski is a 5'11" and sophomore. Grant Lewandowski averaging 5.9 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. Robbie Ritz is a 6'1" junior. Ritz is averaging 14.2 points and 10 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Matt Jarzinka, 6'3" and senior. Jarzinka is averaging 6.3 points and 6.1 rebounds per game. Also leads the team in blocked shots with 8. Paul Henry is the head coach of Arcadia Loop City as the Rebels get set to take on the Patriots here tonight in boys high school basketball. Your starting lineup is brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. The Rebels are going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in red. Adam Central is going to be in their blue uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the white. The ball is in the air. AC controls the opening tip. Patriots will shoot to our basket to our right. The boys' game is now underway here in Loop City. Here's Sam Lindblad with the ball. Looks like Loop City is going to start off with a zone defense here against Adams Central. Anderson has the ball poked loose, but Tevin picks her back up. There's Evan Lindblad with the ball. Dribble penetration in the lane. The ball swatted away from him. And Adams Central turns the ball away on their opening possession. A turnover as Arcadia Loop City comes down with the basketball. Here's Robbie Ritz with the ball. Comes into the lane. Jump pass down in the corner. Lewandowski, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lindblad. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. That's Sittner with the ball. His pass in the lane is mishandled there by Sam Lindblad. Second consecutive turnover on Adams Central. Here comes Loop City back with the ball. There's a shot put up there by Robbie Ritz. It's up and in. Robbie Ritz scores, and Loop City has got a 2-0 lead over Adams Central early in this ball game. Here comes Garrett Sittner back with the ball. Now to Bolin out here. Brings it back to Sittner. High right side. Holds the ball. Garrett Sittner moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Sam Lindblad. Lindblad skip pass out on top. Now to Tevin Anderson. Left wing. Evan Lindblad has got the ball. Hands it away. Bolin has got it deep in the corner. Brings it up high on the block. And now out into 3-point territory. Over here on the right wing is Sittner. Top of the key. That's Sam Lindblad to Bolin. Moves it down to Lindblad on the short left side. Jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be AC ball. Last touchdown there by the Rebels. 6:40 to play in the first quarter. It's 2-0. Arcadia Loop City is out on top of AC. David Bolin will inbound the ball. He comes way outside down to Garrett Sittner. Brings it back down to Bolin in the corner. Looks at the three and passed it up. Bolin could not pull the trigger there. Comes back out to Sittner in 3-point territory to Lindblad. Sam Lindblad dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Anderson. Throws up a three. The shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Ball goes up over the glass out of play. That's going to be Arcadia Loop City basketball. So the Rebels will play things in. High school basketball tonight here in Loop City. The Rebels got the lead over Adams Central. The score is 2-0. Here's the inbounds pass as AC attacks back here in backcourt. Lewandowski has got the ball. Lewandowski down the lane, goes for the hole, and he's going to be called for the traveling violation. Right in his hip pocket was Sam Lindblad, but Lewandowski is whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Arcadia Loop City here in the ballgame here tonight. 2-0 is the score. The Rebels have the lead over the Patriots, but AC has got the ball coming back the other direction. David Bolin will bring things up. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Gets it over there to Garrett Sittner behind the screen. Now a bounce pass inside to Lindblad. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected, and the ball is brought down there by Robbie Ritz. Robbie Ritz will bring up the floor himself. Gets it to Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen Drives it against Anderson. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out to Riffs out here in three-point territory. Lobs it in the lane there to Sullivan. He dumps it down low in a short baseline right side. A shot up there no good, and a foul is called. They got her down there to Lewandowski, and Grant's going to be hammered on the play. Picking up the personal foul for Adams Central is going to be Garrett Sittner. That's going to be his first. First team foul in the Patriots. Going to the free throw line will be Grant Lewandowski. He's just a 32% foul shooter on the season. He is 7 out of 22 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. As a team, Arcadia Loop City is connecting on 58% of their free throw tosses. Grant Lewandowski will have one more. The Rebels have the lead 2-0 over Adams Central. Next shot is up there. It's good. So he hits 1 out of 2. It's now a 3-0 ball game. Into the ball game now is Trey Lewandowski. There's two brothers out there, and then there's a cousin. So there's three Lewandowskis on this basketball team. Two are brothers, one is a cousin. Hopefully they don't all get in the game at the same time. 5:40 to play here in the first quarter. 3-0 is the score. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead. They're playing zone against Adams Central here tonight. Tevin Anderson skip pass out on top. With the ball is Kyler Wormstadt. And we got a whistle underneath the basket. They went down in the corner to Sittner, who launches up a tray that went down through the hole, but it was a long time after the whistle. Foul is going to go here on Matt Jarzynka, and that's going to be his first. Adams Central is going to play things in from underneath their own basket. Here comes Lewandowski back into the ball game, and also Dalton Peters comes into the ball game now for Arcadia Loop City. Adams Central plays things in deep in the corner. David Bolin has got the ball. Adams Central trailing into the ballgame, 3-0. Bolin bounce pass goes inside. That's Lindblad, puts up a little short jumper. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. Two players hit the deck. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. That's going to be Rebels basketball. So Adams Central off to a slow start offensively here tonight. Getting the looks they want, just not going through the hole yet. 3-0 is the score. We got 5:16 to go here in this opening quarter of play. Here's Trey Lewandowski will inbound the ball for the Arcadia Loop City Rebels. Into the forecourt. Here comes the Rebels, and now they throw the ball out of bounds. Robbie Ritz here on the near side threw it out toward the 10-second line, and his man over there was going the opposite direction. Second turnover now on Arcadia Loop City. It's going to be Adams Central basketball as they will play things in. That's David Bolin with the ball. It's a 1-2-2 zone defense here for Arcadia Loop City. Tevin Anderson on the wing. Entry pass to get it inside to a Wormstadt. Wormstadt is double-teamed as they get it away to Anderson. Out of the far side, Bolin launches up a shot. Good three-pointer. David Bolin hits 44% of his threes, and just like that, we have a tied ball game at 3 points apiece. Rebels come back with the ball. Sullivan gets it inside. There's a shot taken by Peters. It's up and in. Dalton Peters gets his first field goal of the ball game. 5-3 now. Adams Central trailing by 2 points here in the ball game. Here's Garrett Sittner with the ball. Sittner comes over to David Bolin, deep in the right corner. Here's a shot by Wormstadt for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound Anderson. Follow shot up there. It's going to be good. It just catches the front lip and down through the hole. Tevin Anderson gets the offensive board and the putback, and now we're tied up at 5 points apiece. 4:16 to play here in the first quarter. Here's Brady Rasmussen with the ball down on the baseline to Lewandowski. He drives it. He's going to be fouled in the play. Lewandowski moves it from the left corner toward the goal, and he is fouled in the play here. It's going to go on Sam Lindblad. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Patriots here in the first quarter of play. Trey Lewandowski will go to the free throw line for Arcadia Loop City. 4 out of 4 on free throws so far this year, and he misses that one. His first miss of the season. Trey Lewandowski comes up short. He'll have one more. End of the ball game for Adams Central will be Keller. Also coming in will be Evan Lindblad. Lewandowski will have one more from the free throw line. 5-5 is the score about halfway through the first quarter here tonight at Loop City. Trey Lewandowski will toe the mark. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Lewandowski hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Grant Lewandowski comes back into the ball game now. Coming out will be Sullivan. So now we got two Lewandowskis out there for Arcadia Loop City. So two of the three on the roster are now out there. 6-5 is the score. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead. Here's Alex Keller with the ball. High right side down for the Patriots. Comes out here to Evan Lindblad, who hands the ball away out here in three-point territory to David Bolin. Bolin comes out between the rings now to Alex Keller. He holds the ball. Keller over to Wormstadt. Wormstadt again gets it to David Bolin out here in three-point territory. Down in the left corner with the ball down there is Keller. They work the ball around the perimeter here against the zone defense. Skip pass comes over to Wormstadt. He brings it up high over here on the near sideline. Back out to Bolin. AC having some problems attacking the zone here. There's a handoff. They give it away to Lindblad. He drives it down the lane. Dumps it away to Anderson on the baseline. His short jumper is up there. No good. And the rebound is loose. It's picked up by Loop City. Grant Lewandowski has got the ball. Now to Brady Rasmussen. 6-5 is the score. The Rebels have the lead. Here's a Rasmussen trying to drive the ball against Anderson. Takes it to the elbow. He throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It comes out here to Wormstadt. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Loop City. Lewandowski takes it down low. Here's a shot up there. It's good, and he's fouled the play. Robbie Ritz ends up with it there underneath the basket, and he scores. He is fouled in the play. Ritz now with 4 points in the ball game, and now he goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on David Boland. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Patriots. It's an 8-5 ball game. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead. Robbie Ritz to the free throw line, a 72% foul shooter. His shot is up there, it's good, so a three-point play. That gives the Rebels a 9-5 lead over Adams Central with 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the opening quarter from Loop City tonight. This has always been a very competitive series between Arcadia Loop City and Adams Central. David Bowling with the ball. Sends it down in the corner to Kyler Wormstadt. He drives the baseline. Wormstadt underneath the basket. Bounce pass down in the corner. There's a shot put up there by Buzz Niederklein, who's into the ball game. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Robbie Ritz. Ritz brings it to the near sideline. Brady Rasmussen with the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone. Down to Ritz. Entry pass. They get it inside. There's Matt Jarzynka. Bounce pass to Brady Rasmussen. He has it swatted out of his hands out of bounds. Niederklein got a piece on it there. For Adams Central, it'll be the Rebels playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2:34 to play in the first quarter. 9-5 is the score. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots. Grant Lewandowski will play things in. There's a shot inside the free throw circle. It's no good by Sullivan. Rebound comes down to Jarzynka and a traveling violation. Jarzynka got the rebound. Trying to go to Sullivan again. He's calling for the extra steps. A turnover on Arcadia Loop City as Adams Central comes back with the ball. 2:29 to play in the first quarter. Arcadia Loop City 9, Adams Central 5. Patriots with the ball. Here's a Garrett Sittner. Now to Boland into the offensive zone. They get it back to Sittner as he drives it to the free throw line. His pass is going to be intercepted. Third turnover on Adams Central. The ball is intercepted by Robbie Ritz as he brings it into the forecourt. Now to Grant Lewandowski down here in the baseline. A shot by Sullivan is up and in. Steals Sullivan. Scoring there for Arcadia Loop City. And it's an 11-5 ball game now in favor of the Rebels. AC with the ball. Here's Buzz Niederklein deep in the corner on the right side. Looking. Finally comes out to David Boland. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. AC having a tough time attacking the zone defense here tonight in the early minutes of this ball game. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Loop City. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots in the first quarter. 11-5 is the score. Under 2 minutes to play in the opening period here. Garrett Sittner has got the ball for Adams Central. Now Alex Keller back out to Sittner. There's a pass down to Boland on the short left baseline. He can't put up a shot. Back out to Sittner. They move it back around to Keller. Brings it up high on the block on the right side of the lane. Now to Sittner. Here's Lindblad at the free throw line. The shot is up there and in. They leave him alone, and Evan Lindblad cans the free throw line jumper. That's his first field goal in the ballgame. Adams Central back to within 4 points. 11-7 is the score. Brady Rasmussen with the ball. The Lewandowski. Lewandowski bounce pass down to Ritz. His pass in the lane is going to be deflected out of bounds. And they give the ball here to Arcadia Loop City. Getting his hands on it down there in the paint was Garrett Sittner. Inbounding the ball is going to be Grant Lewandowski. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:19 to play in the first quarter. 11-7 is the score. Adams Central trailing. Jarzynka has got the ball. Jarzynka at the free throw line. Comes out into three-point territory to Brady Rasmussen. He's out near the 10-second line. Now drives the ball against Boland. Scoop shot is up there. Good. Brady Rasmussen averages 17.9 points per ball game. He gets his first field goal here. 13-7 is the score now. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. Driving the baseline is Keller. He stops there. His pass is deflected. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be EC ball. That's touched by the Rebels. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Kyler Wormstadt. Wormstadt comes in. Garrett Sittner comes out. Down to the scorer's table. Checking in for the Patriots will be Tevin Anderson. Anderson comes in, and going out is going to be Alex Keller. 55.5 seconds to play. Adams Central plays things in. Wormstadt comes out here to Niederklein. Down in the deep left corner. Bowen for three. His shot is up and in. David Bowen's second three-pointer of this first quarter. He's got 6 points. 13-10. The Patriots are back within three. There's Brady Rasmussen with the ball into the offensive zone now. Sullivan has got it. Now to Rasmussen. Just across the 10-second line. Two-handed pass down in the right corner. Robbie Rich. Skip pass comes out to Rasmussen. Who brings it across the top. Now to Lewandowski. Dribbles in the paint. Nearly travels with the ball. Gets it out here to Rasmussen. He throws up a three. His shot's going to be too strong. No good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose. It's brought down here by Peters. Peters gets it to Lewandowski. Then back outside the ring to Rasmussen. 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's Lewandowski. Comes out here to Brady Rasmussen. Down in the corner. There's Grant Lewandowski. His three-pointer's been up there. No good. The ball tapped around. It's going to be picked up by Tevin Anderson with 4 seconds. Tevin Anderson throws the ball out of bounds. Here on the near sideline with 1.4 seconds to play. Anderson got the defensive board and threw it to the near sideline. Nobody was home for AC. The fourth turnover on the Patriots here in the first quarter. Sullivan plays things in now with 1.4 seconds to play. They lose control of the ball, and it's going to be the end of the first quarter. So Arcadia Loop City cannot take advantage of that late Adams Central turnover. First quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. After one, Arcadia Loop City has got the lead. It's the Rebels 13, Adams Central 10.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Girls' ball game tonight was won by Adams Central. No problems with Arcadia Loop City winning by the score of 56-18. Brittany Wiseman leading the way, 13 points tonight for AC. Josie Bumgarner had 11. Riley Bostock had 10. Adams Central is now 4-8 on the season. They'll take on St. Paul tomorrow night at home. 13-10 is the score here. The Adams Central boys trailing Arcadia Loop City here in this second ball game. 2 3-pointers by David Bowen in the first quarter of play. Arcadia Loop City will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. This is Brady Rasmussen. He'll set things up now for the Rebels. Bounce pass comes over here to a Robbie Ritz. Picked up there by Anderson. The ball poked away. Anderson has it in backcourt. Now the scramble is on. And Ritz has got it. Now he calls a timeout. Robbie Ritz wrestled the ball away from Tevin Anderson down here right in front of the Arcadia Loop City bench. And wisely enough, calls the timeout to preserve that possession there for the Rebels. So we'll take a quick timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. 7:44 to play second quarter. Arcadia Loop City 13, Adams Central 10. Going to Bowen and Central 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back here in Loop City. 13-10 is the score. Adams Central trailing by three. Rasmussen has got the ball for the Rebels. Lobs it inside to Jarzinka. Now driving the baseline is Lewandowski. His shot is up and in. Grant Lewandowski scoring there for Arcadia Loop City. That's his first field goal. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Arcadia Loop City now with a 15-10 advantage over Adams Central here in this one. Adams Central comes back with the ball under offensive end. There's Bowen with the ball. Now to Anderson. Comes across the top to Sittner. On the wing on the left side. Skip pass goes down on the low block right side. Lindblad can't control it. It is taken out of there by Jarzinka. The fifth turnover on Adams Central. Here's Rasmussen driving for the hole. A shot good. Brady Rasmussen goes coast to coast and scores for the Rebels. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Now Arcadia Loop City has got a 7-point lead over Adams Central early. This zone has really bothered AC. They haven't attacked it very well here tonight. Here's Garrett sitting there with the ball. Out here in 3-point territory. Out of Tevin Anderson. Here on the near sideline. Skip pass goes down to Bolin in the corner. Launches up a three. A shot good again. David Bolin 3 for 3 on 3-pointers. He nails that one from a different area code deep in the left corner. 17-13 the score. Now the Patriots back within 4 points. With the ball over there is going to be Lewandowski. Moves it down in the corner. Driving the baseline. There's a pass to be deflected out of bounds. That was Sullivan driving the baseline. He tried to come in the opposite corner here to Robbie Ritz. And the ball deflected out of bounds by this Adams Central defense. It'll be Loop City playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with Grant Lewandowski. Ball high above his head. He goes to the far sideline. Sullivan has got the ball. Comes out here in the 3-point territory to Rasmussen. Rasmussen back to Robbie Ritz over there. Robbie Ritz will back up near the 10-second line, picked up by Bolin. Robbie Ritz dribbling with the ball, drops off inside to Grant Lewandowski. He has it knocked loose. The scramble is on. AC comes down with it. That's a turnover on Arcadia Loop City. Here come the Patriots down the far sideline. Tevin Anderson, he takes off, takes it to the goal. The shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Anderson takes it right to the goal there for AC. A personal foul is going to be called on Steele Sullivan for Arcadia Loop City. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number 2 on the Rebels here in this first half of play. And going to the free throw line will be Tevin Anderson. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Anderson is 63% foul shooter in the season. That's the first free throw that Adams Central has attempted here tonight. It rings the bell as Tevin Anderson gets that one to drop through the hole. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jarzinka. So it's 17-14. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead. We're in the second quarter with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play. There's Brady Rasmussen with the ball picked up by Tevin Anderson. Rasmussen runs the offense. Robbie Ritz has got it out here in 3-point territory. Dribbles to the top of the key. Comes over to Grant Lewandowski. Hops in a lane. A shot off of the window is good. Grant Lewandowski hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. 19-14. Bolin goes to the far sideline as Sittner drives the baseline. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound, Lindblad, he's fouled in the play. Evan Lindblad had the rebound and had it knocked out of his hands. He'll go to the free throw line now for the Patriots. Personal foul is going to be whistled here. It's going to go on Matt Jarzinka. Jarzinka picks up his second personal foul for the Rebels. That's going to be team foul number 3. Going to the free throw line will be Evan Lindblad. His shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Lindblad just a 48% foul shooter in the season. He's now 12 out of 26 from the free throw line. Grant Lewandowski comes back in. Dalton Peters comes back in now for the Rebels of Arcadia Loop City. Evan Lindblad will toe the mark for his second free throw. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Arcadia Loop City, and a foul is going to be called. Sullivan grabs the rebound there for the Rebels, and the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Adams Central. That's going to be their fourth team foul. And the personal is going to be whistled on Anderson. That's going to be his first. So Tevin Anderson, the guilty party here. Arcadia Loop City will come back with the basketball. Here's Sullivan with the ball. Takes it down to the baseline. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be mishandled. Now we got a... It's going to go out of bounds. Out of bounds here. And they're going to give the ball to Adams Central. So Arcadia Loop City, they turn the ball away. That's going to be the fifth turnover on the Rebels here in the first half of play. Bolin back into the ball game now. Adams Central and Cale Pleak will come out. 19-14, Adams Central trailing here in the ballgame as we approach the 5-minute mark of this second quarter from Loop City tonight. David Bolin with the ball. Bolin out here in 3-point territory, moves it over here on the wing on the right side. Now to Tevin Anderson. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindblad. His pass is going to be deflected. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Rasmussen. He drives it, he shoots it, and scores it. Turnover number 6 on Adams Central. Brady Rasmussen scores. 21-14, second time tonight. They've been up by 7 points. There's a shot from deep in the right corner by Wormstad. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Bolin. Bolin has got it, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Bolin had it out of here in 3-point territory and lost the ball out of bounds. So they give the ball right back to the Rebels of Arcadia Loop City. 21-14. The Patriots are down here in the second quarter. Brady Rasmussen has got the ball. He drives it against Anderson. He kicks it out on the right side. Now here's Grant Lewandowski. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Lindblad to Bolin down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble. Goes down in the corner. That's Anderson with the ball. Tevin Anderson. Skip pass comes out here in the 3-point territory to Wormstad. Trying to drive it. Tyler Wormstad still out here at the top of the 3-point arc. Sends it down in the corner to Sittner. Sittner Goes on the high post, now to Lindblad, now to Bolin here on the right side. Dribbles it to the side of the lane. Back down in the corner, that's going to be Anderson. He throws up a three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sullivan on the weak side. Under 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 21-14. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead over Adams Central. There's a steal. Sullivan with the ball now. He lobs it down low, grabbing the ball as Peters. The shot is up there, no good. And the long rebound, it comes out here to Grant Lewandowski. Out to Rasmussen for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul call and a rebound. I think Sullivan is going to be the guilty party here for Arcadia Loop City. That's going to be the case. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number four called on the Rebels here in this first half of play. Into the ball game now will be Robbie Ritz for Arcadia Loop City. Into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Sam Lindblad. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Adams Central is trailing Arcadia Loop City tonight by a score of 21-14. The Rebels are 7-3 on the season. Adams Central is 8-3. AC trying to win their second ball game of the week. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in by Garrett Sittner. A couple of feet beyond the three-point circle from the top of the key. Nails his first tray of the ball game. 21-17. Patriots back to within 4 points. Sullivan with the ball. Goes over to Grant Lewandowski. Lewandowski stops at the free throw line, being hot. His pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. A turnover there on the Rebels. Here comes Tevin Anderson back with the ball for the Patriots. He drives it, skip pass down in the corner, sitting there for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong, no good. Rebound is loose and a foul is going to be called. AC ended up with a ball, but I think we're going to have a personal foul here on the Rebels. That's going to be the case. It's going to go on Grant Lewandowski. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's team foul number five on Arcadia Loop City. So we have a non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball, baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, David Bolin will trigger things in for the Patriots. He's got the ball, just lobs it in the lane. Lewandowski, Lindblad grabs it, and the shot is up and in. That's Evan Lindblad grabbing the ball there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and it's 21-19. The Patriots back within two. Here's Peters' shot. Going to be blocked by Lindblad, and the ball is recovered here by Robbie Ritz. He goes for the hole and shot, no good, and a offensive foul is called. Robbie Ritz runs over Tevin Anderson in the lane. Ritz picks up the personal foul, and that's going to be his first. So 21-19, Adams Central trying to come back from an early 7-point deficit here in this one. 2:38 to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central has got the ball. David Bolin will give it away now to Tevin Anderson here in backcourt. Tevin brings it into the offensive zone. He gets it into the hands of Garrett Sittner. He sets things up offensively. Sittner behind the screen. Sittner, jump pass, comes over here to Wormstad. It nearly was thrown out of bounds. Out to Lindblad. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Jarzink, and he's fouled in the play. Patriots nearly threw that ball out of bounds. Wormstad did a good job just keeping the ball on the court here. But it couldn't convert on a three-pointer by Evan Lindblad, and now a foul is called here. It's going to go on David Bolin. That's going to be his second. And now David Bolin's going to have to come out of the ballgame with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the second quarter. They want to risk him picking up his third personal foul. Patriots will apply some pressure here in backcourt. And they get to deflection. The ball is loose and it's going to be picked up by Anderson. Seven turnovers now in Loop City, but a traveling violation back the other way. It's going to go on Buzz Niederklein. The Patriots forced the turnover, but they give her right back here as Buzz Niederklein is whistled for the traveling violation. Seven turnovers on Adams Central, seven on Arcadia Loop City. Rebels have the ball. Here's Sullivan with it now into the offensive zone. They go to the far sideline and nearly threw that one away. Lewandowski saves it now to Rasmussen down low. His shot is up and in. Robbie Ritz. Rasmussen gets the assist. Robbie Ritz gets the field goal. He's now got 6 points. 23-19. Here's Lewandowski. He spins left side of the lane. Puts up a shot from 10 that won't go. Ritz gets the rebound. Now to Rasmussen down the near sideline. A minute and 40 to play. Jarzynka has got it now over to the far sideline and Lewandowski. Lewandowski gets it to Jarzynka. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes up over Lindblad. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central's Garrett Sittner. Long pass ahead. It's going to be out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds here by the Rebels. Getting his hands on it was Robbie Ritz as Adams Central trying to race it down against the defense of the Rebels here. AC will play things in on the near sideline. 1:26 to play in the second quarter, 23-19. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead over Adams Central here tonight. Garrett Sittner will trigger things in. The Bolin, who's back into the ballgame now, is Sittner. High right side, comes out into three-point territory. With the ball there is a Kyler Wormstad. Wormstad hands things away to Sittner. Over to Bullen. Free throw line extended left side, who lobs it down low. The ball is going to be deflected away from Sam Lindblad. A turnover on Adams Central. But now with 1:08 to play, Arcadia Loup City has got the ball. Here's Rasmussen with it now. Rasmussen drives it against Anderson. We got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called on Tevin Anderson. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 now in the Patriots. And in the ball game for Adams Central is going to be, looks like Buzz Niederklein is going to check back in. Anderson will come to the bench. 1:01 to play, second quarter, 23-19. Adams Central trailing by 4 points. Here's Sullivan with the ball, now to Rasmussen. He fires up a three. It's not good. Brady Rasmussen hits a three-pointer. He's now got 9 points. Niederklein was a little slow getting out there. There's an entry pass to Sam Lindblad. He takes it to the hole. He blows the easy one, gets his own rebound. Foul shot good. Sam Lindblad misses a little bunny, but he got his own ball back and puts it down through the hole. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Arcadia Loup City with a lead over Adams Central, 26-21 with 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Brady Rasmussen with the ball just across the 10-second line. Goes over to Grant Lewandowski, now to Rasmussen. He dribbles it to the top of the three-point arc, then backs it back out. Working against the Buzz Niederklein, 19 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Rasmussen with the ball. Rasmussen takes it down the lane. He dumps it over to Sullivan. His shot on the baseline is up and in. Dribble penetration and steal. Sullivan gets the easy field goal. He's got 4 points in the ballgame, 28-21. Patriots down by 7 points. Down in the corner is Sittner. Puts him high in the air. Fires up a three. Shot no good. That's the end of the first half. So a good one brewing here tonight between Adams Central and Arcadia Loup City. The Rebels have the lead at halftime. It's Arcadia Loup City 28, Adams Central 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings? 1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Halftime of the boys' ball game here tonight. Adams Central is trailing Arcadia Loup City by a score of 28-21. Arcadia Loup City jumped out to a 3-0 lead here in the basketball game tonight, but Adams Central comes back to tie things up at 3 points apiece. We are tied up at 5 points apiece as well before Arcadia Loup City scored the next 6 points in the ball game to lead 11-5. The Rebels led 13-7 and eventually led 13-10 after the first quarter tonight. Arcadia Loup City scores the first 4 points of the second quarter to go out on top by a score of 17-10. The Rebels also led by 7 points at 21-14. And they've got a 7-point lead here at halftime now. The score is 28-21. Scoring in the first half of play so far, David Bolin is leading the way for Adams Central. He has got 9 points on 3 three-pointers. Also scoring for the Patriots, Evan Lindblad. He had 4 points in the ballgame, had a couple of field goals, and he was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Also scoring was Garrett Sittner. He had 3 points on a three-pointer. Tevin Anderson, he's got 3 points. He's got a field goal, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sam Lindblad, he has got a field goal for 2 so far in the ballgame. Adams Central is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Meanwhile, for Arcadia Loup City, they are 3 out of 5 from the stripe so far. The leading scorer in the first half is Brady Rasmussen. He has got 9 points here in the ballgame. Rasmussen has got 1 three-pointer. He's got 3 two-point field goals. He's got 9 points. Robbie Ritz, he's got 3 field goals, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He has got 7 points so far in the ballgame. Grant Lewandowski, he has got 5 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Steele Sullivan, he's got a couple of field goals for 4. Dalton Peters, he's got a field goal for 2 points. And scoring 1 point was Trey Lewandowski. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Arcadia Loup City, 3 out of 5 from the charity stripe in the first half of play. They've committed 8 turnovers. Adams Central has got 8 turnovers. And right now it's a 28-21 ball game. Arcadia Loup City has got the lead over Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball. In the girls' ball game earlier tonight, Adams Central all over Arcadia Loup City winning by the score of 56-18. Tim Barker will join us here in between ball games and coach a victory here tonight, a kind of a ragged basketball game, but you'll take the win, I'm sure, 56-18. Your feelings on the game tonight?
Yeah, we had a little spell there where we got off to a really good start, got 7 points right away, and then we didn't score the rest or until late in the quarter. And, that's where we kind of dropped our intensity down and started passing the ball around their zone and didn't do a very good job penetrating the zone, didn't do a very good job really creating anything, kind of let their zone just dictate and slow the game down. And so we had to get after them about some of the things we had talked about not doing that, not dropping down and playing at a zone level or a lower level and keep pushing the ball, playing at the pace that we want to. And then we were able to do that a little bit. And we wanted to try and get the ball into our post more, which we were doing early, and then kind of forgot about. And then we went back to going inside a little bit and got our post going, and then that opened up some other things.
Well, when the opposing teams play zone defenses, what they're trying to do is slow down the game. That's the type of game that Arcadia Loup City wanted to play tonight. And it's kind of tough for a girls' basketball team to try to pick up the pace again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, one of the ways you can do that is, and I'll use Minden as an example because we saw a lot of that, is you hit some outside shots and you make them have to play the game. And every time that you get a rebound, you get down the floor and maybe don't even let them set up in that zone and you just increase the tempo and you press and you try and control tempo some other ways. But when you get in your offensive end, you've got to really be aggressive and not let the zone just pass the ball around back and forth, or that's what they're going to try and do, like we had talked about, keep the game down in the 30s or lower and be able to be in the game and just kind of slowing it down. So there's times where you've got to really push and try and get to your level of play and play the way that you want to play, and sometimes you got to make that happen and not just rely on the other team to help you out.
Did you want more post touches? Would that help attack the zone tonight?
Yeah, a little bit. I think once we got the ball inside the zone, that made them collapse and react, and then we had better options outside, and we were able to get some things on the backside when they did try and help up on the post. And so we were trying to get the ball in there and get some touches just to change up, make them move and react defensively. And we're trying to pin some people and screen their zone a little bit. And there were times that we just got caught standing around and we're lazy getting through the offense and making them move, and made it easy on the zone, and they were able to just pack it in there.
Again, we're talking with Tim Barker, the Adams Central girls basketball coach here tonight. Adams Central wins by a score of 56-18. We start off by saying that we lost the ball game, but there's just so many things that you got to work on right now. You got to nitpick things because we're 5 weeks away from district competition already.
Yeah, and it is, and we keep talking about trying to get things going and get everybody to figure out where their role is on the team. And unfortunately, we keep running into situations that keep changing everybody's role on the team. And everybody, Sarah has an injury that happened back in Holdridge that kind of came back tonight a little bit. So we'll see where she is. But somebody else is going to have to step up and take some minutes there. And we're probably going to have somebody that has to change their role a little bit to help cover some of those minutes and hopefully come up with some points there. But that's been part of the trouble, is we haven't really just been able to settle into this starting five, and then these two are coming in here into a rotation. We've had to mix things around constantly, and different starters and different people off the bench. And yeah, it's been quite a puzzle.
Yeah, Sarah Kruger going down late in the ball game here tonight, and if she misses any time, that's just another starter. You got, like you said, trying to plug in somebody, and the roles do change. People say, well, you just have so-and-so come in and play that spot. It's not that simple, is it?
No, it isn't, because we have players who are shooters that are going to stay outside and shoot, and we have players who can shoot and drive, and they have that, and then we have players who prefer to drive, and so you have to replace those players, and that changes who's there. So the posts have to read what's going on, whether they're going to drive, and then they have to slide and react, or if they have to, post up and then be able to try and get into rebound position on the shot. So it makes things complicated, and I give our kids credit because they keep fighting and keep working hard, and they accept the challenge, but it does make it more difficult.
Two girls having a pretty good week so far, Brittany Wiseman and Josie Baumgartner. They led you the other night against Minden, and they do the same thing tonight. It is flip-flop, 13 and 11 points, so they lead you guys again tonight.
Yeah, those two have been doing a good job, and Josie's really improved her game lately. All parts of her game, her passing, her shooting, her ability to attack the basket, get to the free throw line. And Brittany, the same thing, has more confidence in her shooting ability and is taking the shots instead of thinking about it. And it also will take people off the drive. So they've both improved over the last couple weeks.
Now your next two games against the teams with winning records. St. Paul tomorrow night at 7-3. Then you play at Grand Island Northwest next week on a Thursday. They are 8-1 and one of the better teams around. So the schedule is not going to get any easier for you. You'll have to be ready to go tomorrow night with St. Paul.
Absolutely, and St. Paul's a conference game, and that makes it that much of a bigger deal. And, you know, we're trying to inch up a little bit in the conference standings and get where we want to be there. And, you know, that's our focus, is trying to get ready for conference right now. So the girls know it's a big game, and, you know, we're going to go in and talk about St. Paul a little bit tomorrow, and hopefully they'll be ready. And we really got to think about some things for Northwest. They're a tough matchup.
A lot of teams do.
Yeah.
That's
for sure.
That's a great tradition at Northwest, of course, volleyball, and they're right back into the top of the standings for basketball, too. So you'll have a load for the next couple of ball games. Won't get any sleep. You can savor the win here today, but no sleep tonight, huh?
No. Back to work as soon as we get home.
Okay. Congratulations on the win.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming out, Mike.
Yep. Tim Marker, the head coach for the Adams Central girls basketball team. They win tonight by a score of 56-18. Over Arcadia Loup City, they led 10-4 at the end of the first quarter, 26-10 at halftime, 43-18 after three. Again, they win 56-18. Brittany Wiseman led the way with 13 points. Josie Bumgardner had 11 for Adams Central. The Patriots are now 4-8 on the season. 28-21 here at halftime of the boys' ball game. Adams Central is trailing Arcadia Loup City. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back in Loup City. It's a Sam Lindblad. He missed the first shot in the first possession for Adams Central, and now Arcadia Loup City has got the ball just underway here in the second half, 28-21. Here's Rasmussen. His shot for three. Good. Tevin Anderson fell down on the play. Brady Rasmussen hits the three-pointer from the top of the key. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. This is the biggest lead of the ballgame now for the Rebels. It's 31-21. And here's a turnover now in Adams Central as they come back the other direction. Turnover number 9 in the ball game for the Patriots. Rasmussen has got the ball again against Anderson. He drives it this time to the goal, has it swatted out of his hands, and a foul is called. And that's Bolin. That's going to be the third foul on David Bolin. And that's not going to be the case. It's going to be Tevin Anderson. They were both there, but that's the third foul now on Tevin Anderson. 6 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the third quarter. 31-21. Arcadia Loup City with a lead. Here's a Sullivan with the ball. Bounce pass down the lane. It's going to be deflected away. It's going to be picked up here by Lewandowski. That's 9 turnovers on Arcadia Loup City. David Bolin comes back the other way. Spins at the elbow. Loses control of the ball. And it is picked up here by the Rebels. Coming back the other way. And a foul is going to be called. So Bolin loses control of the ball. He spun right at the elbow at the right side of the lane. Ball tipped away. Arcadia Loup City comes down with it. And then a personal foul is called at the other end. It's going to go on Garrett Sittner. That's going to be his second foul. Non-shooting situation, so the Rebels will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Grant Lewandowski will trigger things in. Lewandowski comes over here to Robbie Ritz. He's picked up by Bolin. Ritz gets the ball into the hands of Rasmussen now. Rasmussen backs up near the 10-second line, now drives the ball. Rasmussen steps back and takes a three-pointer. His shot is good. Brady Rasmussen now with 15 points in the ballgame. He fires that one over the head of Kyler Wormstadt. And it's 34-21. The Rebels have a 13-point lead over Adams Central with 6:21 to play here in the third quarter. Garrett Sittner with the ball. Sittner just across the 10-second line comes over to Wormstadt. It's still a zone defense here for the Rebels. Here's a pass deflected, picked up by Sam Lindblad. Lindblad gets it in the hands of Sittner. His shot for three is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebound Lindblad. Follow shot good. Evan Lindblad gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. 34-23. The Rebels now have an 11-point lead over Adams Central. Arcadia Loop City back with the basketball. Here's a Grant Lewandowski being hounded out there by Bolin. He gets it to Robbie Ritz. He drives it to the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Lindblad. AC has got the ball. Lindblad gets it away to Bolin. He races the ball up the floor against Rasmussen. Goes over to Wormstad around the screen. Wormstad out here in 3 points there. It's where he drives it between a couple of defenders. Drops it down low to Lewandowski. His shot is up there. Or rather, drops it down to Lindblad. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lewandowski. There's a long pass ahead. They get it here to Lewandowski. He drives it. His shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot good. That's Robbie Ritz. 9 points in the ball game for Ritz. A couple of Lewandowskis out there now for Arcadia Loop City. And they have built a 13-point lead again at 36-23. They've got 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Wormstad has got the ball. Tyler Wormstad comes over here to a Garrett Sittner. Still a zone defense here for Arcadia Loop City. Bounce pass comes here to Sam Lindblad right at the elbow. Hands it away. Garrett Sittner takes the ball down to the baseline. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Robbie Ritz. Turnover number 11. Turnover number 11 on Adams Central. Here's Rasmussen with the ball. Picked up by Wormstad. Rasmussen gets away. Drives it down the lane. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Wormstad cannot handle Rasmussen outside. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. We'll probably see a defensive switch out there as Rasmussen is going to go to the free throw line. We got a timeout, Adams Central. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight from Loop City. Adams Central is finding the going's kind of tough here tonight. The Rebels have the lead 36 to 23 over AC. Brady Rasmussen goes to the free throw line. He's got 15 points in the ballgame. He's got 6 already here in the third quarter. This will be his first free throw attempt. His shot is up there and his shot is good. Rasmussen, a 55% foul shooter in the season. He is now 29 out of 52 from the free throw line. Dalton Peters comes back into the ballgame now. Matt Jarzynka will come to the bench for Arcadia Loop City. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in by Brady Rasmussen. And in the ballgame now is going to be Trey Lewandowski. Going out is going to be Grant Lewandowski. 38-23. This is the biggest lead of the ballgame now for Arcadia Loop City. It comes with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Garrett Sittner with the ball to Wormstad. Back out to Sittner. 4-3. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Ball is tapped out. Picked up by Bolin. Bolin has got it for AC to the far sideline to Kyler Wormstad. Splits a couple of defenders. Scoop shot up there. He's fouled in the play. Kyler Wormstad drove it right to the hole, and he is fouled in the play here. He now goes to the free throw line for the Patriots. Foul is going to be called on Steele Sullivan. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line will be Wormstad. He's a 66% foul shooter in the season, 22 out of 32. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Adams Central in the first half of play got to the free throw line only 4 times. They're 1 of 4 from the stripe. Patriots are now trailing by 14 points. 38-24 with 4:15 to play here in the third. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Kyler Wormstad hits a couple of free throws. 38-25 now, a 13-point lead. Here comes Brady Rasmussen, who's got 17 points in the ballgame for Arcadia Loop City. Brings the ball to the offensive zone. Feeds over here to Robbie Ritz, out to Sullivan. Top of the key, picked up there by Sittner. Hands it away out here to Rasmussen. His shot over Wormstad is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bolin. Bolin runs her back. 3-on-2. Bolin takes the ball to the hole. Is running one-hander down the lane. Is no good. Rebound to Robbie Ritz. Ball is poked loose by Bolin. Ritz picks it back up. Robbie has got it here for Arcadia Loop City. There's a pass to Sullivan. Now they got a 2-on-1 back the other way. There's a shot put up there by Peters. Blocked down and a foul called. Garrett Sittner got the block for AC. And the ball is out of bounds. No foul called down here. But it did go out of bounds, and Arcadia Loop City will play things in. Good job there by Garrett Sittner getting back on defense. Rocking that ball away. Arcadia Loop City has got the ball. There's Trey Lewandowski, left side of the lane. Out to Robbie Ritz between the circles. Now right side to Lewandowski. This is Grant Lewandowski. It's now between the rings to Trey Lewandowski to Grant over here. Free throw line extended right side. Takes the ball to the free throw line down the lane. He throws it back out here to Trey Lewandowski. Out of Robbie Ritz. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Spins, puts up a shot for the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad for Adams Central. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here comes Garrett Sittner. Patriots are down by 13 points. David Bolin nearly travels with the ball as he thought about pulling the trigger from three. Sends it over on the far sideline. Here's a shot by Kellen. It's going to be no good. It's out of bounds. Last touch there by Robbie Ritz. Yeah, Bolin was just to the left side of the lane. Thought about throwing up the three, and then he changed his mind just as he was getting ready to go up for his motion there. Fans on the far side, the Arcadia Loop City fans, thought maybe he traveled with the ball. Bolin now plays things in. Out here to Kyler Wormstadt. Back down in the corner to Bolin. Fires up the three. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Arcadia Loop City. Here's Jarzynka with the ball. Jarzynka hands it away to Rasmussen. Into the forecourt now. Rasmussen drives, spins to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. A little short jumper from 10. No good. Rebound Lindblad. He has it knocked out of his hands. Lindblad picks her back up. Goes to the far sideline to Kyler Wormstadt. 2:40 to play in the third quarter. The Patriots are trailing by 13 points. 38-25. Wormstadt gets away, drives it down the lane. Scoop shot is up there. No good. He misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to Robbie Ritz. Ritz gets it in the hands now of Lewandowski into the forecourt. Now this is Grant Lewandowski out to Robbie Ritz. He holds the ball just across the 10-second line. Picked up by Alex Keller now defensively. 2:15 to play in the third quarter. The Patriots down by 13. Lewandowski tries to get it back to Jarzynka. The ball is off of his fingertips. It goes out of bounds and a turnover on the Rebels. A 10th turnover in the ball game for Arcadia Loop City. Into the ball game now for Adams Central. Evan Lindblad into the ball game for AC. Tevin Anderson. 2:08 to play in the third quarter. 38-25. Adams Central trailing by 13 points. Patriots have scored only 4 points so far here in this third quarter. They've been outscored 10-4. By the Rebels. Patriots attack again. Anderson from the corner. Shot for three is going to be off of the mark. No good. Lindblad had the rebound. He lost it. The battle on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. The officials look at one another, and they give the ball to Arcadia Loop City. So the Rebels will come back the other direction here. 1:53 to play in the third. Arcadia Loop City 38. Adams Central 25. Brady Rasmussen with the ball. Now Paul Henry, the head coach for Arcadia Loop City, wants to call a timeout here. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They're located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Arcadia Loop City has got the lead over Adams Central tonight. Their score is 38-25 with a minute and 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. Rebels calling the timeout. They will inbound out for the far sideline. That's Robbie Ritz to inbound the ball as they get it to Brady Rasmussen. He'll bring things up against Tevin Anderson. Brings it into the forecourt. There's Lewandowski with the ball down in the corner. Dribbling with it down there is Grant Lewandowski. Kicks it back out here to Rasmussen for three. His shot is up there, no good. Long rebound after the free throw line. Keller grabs the ball, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Trey Lewandowski of Arcadia Loop City. That's going to be his first. Anderson grabs the ball right at the free throw line, and he's hacked on the arm. That's going to be team foul number two on the Rebels. Adams Central back with the ball. Anderson deep in the right corner. Comes out to Garrett Sittner, who comes over here on the left side. Alex Keller has got the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindblad. Kicks it back out to Sittner. Down in the corner now to Anderson. Splits a couple of defenders. Jump pass to the near side. Keller for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Anderson. Back out to Sittner. Fakes the three. Moves to the top of the key and gives it to Bolin. Bolin resets the offense. A minute five to play. Anderson deep in the corner of the right side. Comes back out to Bolin. 35 feet away from the basket. Now to Garrett Sittner. Sittner out here in three-point territory. Dribbling with the ball. Sittner looking right, comes back left. This is Alex Keller with the ball. A zone defense here for Arcadia Loop City. Here's David Bolin with the ball. 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll see if AC is going to Worked to the final shot here. Garrett Sittner has got it. Sittner now to Keller. Keller down here on the baseline. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped away from Lindblad. It comes to the near side. It's saved. But it's going to be picked up here by Lewandowski. Lewandowski has got it on a turnover from Adams Central. That's the 12th turnover on the Patriots. And now Arcadia Loup City can go for the final shot here in the third quarter with a 13-point lead. It is 38-25. Grant Lewandowski with the ball. Now to Robbie Ritz just across the 10-second line. Right in the center of the floor. Robbie Ritz hands it away to Brady Lewandowski. 8 seconds. Lewandowski against Anderson. This is going to be Brady Rasmussen now with the ball. Rasmussen, he throws up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball. The score, Arcadia Loup City 38, Adams Central 25. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Sullivan turns the ball away here for Arcadia Loup City as they throw it right into the hands of Bolin. Turnover number 11 on the Rebels. So it's 38-25. The Patriots are down by 13 points here as we start the fourth quarter of play. David Bolin has got the ball. David just across the 10-second line. Bolin takes it to the right sideline. Hands the ball away down to a Tevin Anderson. Anderson comes over here to Garrett Sittner. Garrett Sittner dribbles with the ball out here. Left to right across the top of the key. Flips it away to Bolin. Bolin moves it down in the corner to Anderson. Anderson drives the baseline. He puts up a little short jumper from 10. It's going to be no good. Ball being swatted around. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Patriot ball. Last touchdown there by Arcadia Loup City on the baseline after the missed shot by Tevin Anderson. Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. This is Bolin with the ball. Bolin comes out to Sittner. Back down in the corner to Bolin. Fakes the three. Drives the baseline. Running one-hander. Good. David Bolin fakes the three from deep in the left corner. He drives the baseline and puts it up there one-handed. He's got 11 points in the ball game. It's now 38-27. Here's Jarzynka with the ball for Arcadia Loup City. Gets it back out to Rasmussen, who has got 17 points in the ball game for the Rebels down in the corner. This is Ritz with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Lewandowski after Rasmussen. He drives it down the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And he's going to be fouled in the play. Brady Rasmussen will go to the free throw line now for Arcadia Loup City. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Evan Lindblad. That's going to be his first. So Rasmussen into the free throw line. 2 of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up there. The shot is good. Brady Rasmussen will have one more here for Arcadia Loup City. 39-27. Adams Central down by a dozen. There's a second shot. It's up there. No good. Lindblad grabs the rebound. Down the far sideline, Sittner. He takes it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try is up and in. Garrett Sittner missed the first one. He got the second one. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Patriots are down by 10, 39-29. Adams Central with a zone trap here right at the 10-second line. Arcadia Loup City brings the ball to the offensive zone, and now they throw the ball away, an over and back violation. They got it in their offensive zone and then threw it to the far sideline, and it goes trickling into the backcourt, an over and back violation. That's 12 turnovers now on the Rebels here in the ball game. Adams Central can slice into the lead right here. They got a possession. 39-29. Garrett Sittner with the ball on the far sideline. Arcadia Loup City stays with his 1-2-2 zone defense. Garrett Sittner just lobs the ball down on the baseline to Lindblad. Lindblad works his way into the lane, puts up a shot right in front of the hole. A shot no good. Rebound Robbie Ritz. Ritz has got it now to Rasmussen. Now to Ritz. Ritz will bring it across the 10-second line. Sets things up now for the Rebels. Gets it into the hands of Rasmussen. Brady Rasmussen out here near the 10-second line as he works against Anderson. We're down to 5:49 to play. Rasmussen hops in the lane, stops, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good, but a traveling violation. He came to a stop in the lane. And now Paul Henry is going to argue this call. He's not going to get his way here. That's 13 turnovers on Arcadia Loop City. 39-29 is the score. Adams Central down by 10. Kyler Wormstad has got the ball. Wormstad moves it down in the corner. Bolin for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Robbie Ritz. Ritz has got it now for the Rebels of Arcadia Loop City. In the hands of Brady Rasmussen, he'll bring things up now. Rasmussen works out top again against Anderson. Bounce pass over here on the wing to Grant Lewandowski. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Stops there. There's Jarzynka with the ball, left side. They get it inside to Robbie Ritz, twisting and turning. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touchdown there by Steele Sullivan for Arcadia Loop City. 5 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 39-29. Arcadia Loop City trying to knock off the Patriots here tonight. Wormstad has got the ball. High right side for the Adams Central Patriots. Comes across the top now to David Bolin. David Bolin dribbling the ball. Now to Wormstad. Looking right. Comes back to Bolin here on the left side. Picked up there by Lewandowski. Skip pass. Goes cross court. It's going to be intercepted. Always a dangerous pass. And that one was picked off easily by Robbie Ritz. Turnover number 13 on Adams Central. Here's Rasmussen to the hole. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Lindblad outlet pass to the near sideline. David Bolin in the offensive zone. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Down the lane he goes. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. David Bolin scores. He's now got 13 points in the ballgame. We've got a timeout called here. A timeout with 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We've got a timeout, Arcadia Loop City. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Arcadia Loop City led at the end of one quarter 13-10. It was 28-21 at halftime, 38-25 after three quarters. And right now, the Rebels have the lead over Adams Central tonight by a score of 39-31. This is a conference game between these two teams here tonight, battling for the Lou Platt Conference Championship here this season. And seedings in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up here in a couple of weeks. Grant Lewandowski has got the ball for Arcadia Loop City. He gets around Bolin, moves it to the left side of the lane, kicks it out here. That's Sullivan with the ball, now to Lewandowski. Lewandowski picked up by David Bolin, in trouble, gets the ball away. Sullivan has got it. Top of the key, drives it down the right side of the lane, spins down there on the baseline. He kicks it out over here to Robbie Ritz. Robbie Ritz has got it now. He's dribbling with the ball, having problems with a dribble. Now to Lewandowski. Grant Lewandowski holds it out here in three-point territory against Sittner. Now to Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen works against Kevin Anderson. We're down to 3:49 to play. Arcadia Loop City has spread the floor here. Trying to run some clock here late in the ballgame. Brady Rasmussen down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's hacked on the arm. That's going to send Brady Rasmussen to the free throw line. The personal foul goes on Kevin Anderson. That's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Anderson. Arcadia Loop City ran some time off the clock. We're down to 3:40 to play. Rasmussen to the free throw line. 3 of 4 from the stripe. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. He'll have one more. The lead for Arcadia Loop City is now 9 points again at 40-31. Here comes a second shot by Brady Rasmussen. It's up there. The shot good. It's a couple of crucial free throws there. 41-31. Again, a 10-point lead here for the Rebels. Garrett Sittner has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Tries to hammer the ball inside. It's deflected, but it's picked up by Lindblad, and his shot is up and in. The pass was intended for Tevin Anderson. They were ricocheting off of his hands, but Johnny on the spot on the short right baseline was Evan Lindblad. He grabs it and puts it down through the hole for Adams Central to pull the Patriots within 8 points, and Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Adams Central, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. 3:30 to play in the ball game. It's Arcadia Loop City 41, Adams Central 33.
With Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College and Nebraska Kearney coming up on Sunday here on 1230 KHIS. 2 o'clock will be the tip-off time at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hall of Fame weekend coming up this weekend. A special pregame show beginning at 1 on Sunday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. The Lopers and the Broncos as they renew their basketball rivalry. 41-33 here. Arcadia Loop City has got the lead. Rasmussen with the ball. Down to Sullivan in the corner. He's double-teamed, splits a couple of defenders, and now we got a foul called. Sullivan was trapped down there. He dribbles between two Adams Central defenders, and finally a personal foul is going to be called here on Evan Lindblad. That's going to be his second. That's only the 16th foul on Adams Central, so their next foul will send the Rebels to the free throw line. Arcadia Loop City will inbound the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Lewandowski looking to trigger things in. He does. Sullivan, who sends it right back inside to Robbie Ritz. He puts up a shot over Lindblad. It's good. Robbie Ritz, a big field goal there. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. That gives the Rebels a 10-point lead, 43-33. Patriots come back. Here's Sittner with the ball. Garrett Sittner dribbling with it out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Reverses it. Comes over here to Warmstadt for three. Shot is up there. Good. Tyler Warmstadt knocks down a three-pointer for Adams Central. It's now 43-36 with 2:48 to play. Patriots within 7 points. Pressure in backcourt by Boland. Arcadia Loop City gets it across the 10-second line. Rasmussen with the ball. Now to Ritz at the free throw line. His pass deflected, but it's picked up there by Rasmussen on the far sideline. Rasmussen comes over here. Lewandowski, he drives it to the baseline against Lindblad. Now he's double-teamed, and a timeout's called. Paul Henry off of the Arcadia Loop City bench, not happy that his player dribbled down there in a corner where Adams Central got the double-team trap down there. So 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. It's now Arcadia Loop City 43, Adams Central 36.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Going to the wire, 2:28 to play here in the fourth quarter. Arcadia Loop City with a lead. They play things into Jarzynka. He tries to return it back down in the corner to Lewandowski. Now to Rasmussen. They work it back around to the left corner. With the ball is going to be Robbie Ritz having problems with it. Now a foul is going to be called on Kyler Warmstadt. Warmstadt trying to knock the ball loose. Picks up the personal foul for his efforts. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line for Arcadia Loop City is going to be Robbie Ritz. He's got 11 points in the ball game. He's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, 72% on the season. He was 26 out of 36 coming in here. Robbie Ritz toes the mark. Shot is up there. Shot good. Arcadia Loop City now with an 8-point lead over Adams Central. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. It's 44-36. Robbie Ritz will toe the mark for his second shot here. Ritz, a 6'1" junior for the Rebels. His shot is up there, and the shot is in and out and back in again. Robbie Ritz gets the roll down there. That's a 9-point lead, three-possession ball game, 45-36. Sittner with the ball. Sittner out to Warmstead. He drives the ball down the lane. The basketball is going to be knocked loose, and it's picked up here by Sullivan. Another Adams Central turnover. That's their 14th in the ball game, and now we've got a turnover for Arcadia Loup City. Traveling with the ball in backcourt was Sullivan. That's going to be the 14th turnover on the Rebels here in the ball game. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play. Adams Central still down by 9 points. Patriots inbound the ball. Here's Bolin with it now to Anderson. The Sittner, the Warmstadt on the far sideline. Warmstadt gets the ball to David Bolin. Out to Sittner out here in 3 points here. It's only about 35 feet away from the basket. Comes over here to Kyler Warmstadt. A long three. His shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jarzynka. Jarzynka has got the ball here in backcourt, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Down to a minute and 44 seconds to go now. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Evan Lindblad. That's going to be his third. That's going to be the eighth team foul on Adams Central. So now Arcadia Loup City is going to be shooting free throws the rest of the way. This is going to be Matt Jarzynka going to the free throw line. Jarzynka, just a 44% foul shooter in the season. He's 11 out of 25 from the free throw line. He has not been there tonight. Sam Lindblad into the ball game now. Evan Lindblad checks out. 45-36. The Patriots down by 9. Matt Jarzynka to the free throw line. Shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good. Rebound Adams Central. Tevin Anderson gets the ball out of Bolin. Hustles into the forecourt. Bolin out to Lindblad. Now to Warmstadt. High right side. Tyler Warmstadt dribbling with the ball. Comes out now to Bolin. It comes over to Anderson on the wing. Skip past to Warmstadt. Down in the corner. Here's Sittner. Shot for three. Good. Garrett Sittner nails a three ball from deep in the right corner. He's got 8 points. 45-39. And now they throw the ball away. Sullivan trying to get the ball inbounded to Brady Rasmussen. It went right through his fingertips out of bounds. A big turnover there on Arcadia Loup City. That's their 15th of the ball game. And now Adams Central is down 45-39 with a minute and 23 seconds to play, and they've got the ball. David Bowen out to Sittner for three. Shot is up there. That one is missed. No good. Rebound comes down to the Rebels. That's Robbie Ritz with a rebound as he hands it away to Rasmussen here in backcourt. Rasmussen is double teamed. He's dribbling with the ball. Now we've got a timeout called here, I think, by Paul Henry. Yeah, Rasmussen was a double team drilling of the ball up against the baseline on the opposite end of the floor. Paul Henry saves the possession by calling a timeout. 1 minute and 10 seconds to play as we head to the wire tonight. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, it's 45-39. A minute and 10 seconds to play here in boys high school basketball action tonight. Adams Central girls picked up a win in the opener as they beat Arcadia Loup City by a score of 56-18. Adams Central is now 4-8 on the season. So it's 45-39 here. Arcadia Loup City will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Adams Central has got all five defenders here in the backcourt. Lewandowski will play things into Robbie Ritz. He grabs the ball. Ritz down the near sideline. He approaches the 10-second line, and he's fouled in the play. Robbie Ritz is knocked down in the play, and the foul is going to go, I think, on Anderson. If that's the case, that's going to be number five on him. That's going to be the case. Tevin Anderson is just fouled out of the ball game with 1:05 remaining. Anderson leads with 3 points tonight. Scored those three in the first half. So Tevin Anderson is now out of the ball game. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Robbie Ritz. Well, Zach Foster was making the choice about who to replace Tevin Anderson with. He brought his entire team over to talk here at the 10-second line. The fans got on him there. He's allowed X amount of seconds to get a replacement in there. He just used it in a different way there. Robbie Ritz to the free throw line. Ritz is 3 out of 3 so far tonight. Make it 4 out of 4 as that one hits bottom. They'll have another one. Into the ball game now for Adams Central will be Kale Pleak. Pleak comes in. Buzz Niederklein comes out. 46-39. 1:05 to play in boys high school basketball tonight. Robbie Ritz will have one more. Dribbles here at the free throw line. Looks it up there, and his shot is going to be good. Two big free throws there by Robbie Ritz for Arcadia Loup City. 47-39. Adams Central back with the ball. Here's Bolin with it now. Bolin goes over to Kyler Wormstadt. Wormstadt drives the ball against Ritz. Hands it away out here to Sam Lindblad. Moves it down in the corner. There's Sittner for three. Shot is good. He buries a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. Garrett Sittner now with 11 points in the ball game. Adams Central is back to within 5 points. Still plenty of time left. 47.6 seconds to go. We've got a timeout. Adams Central, the score. It's Arcadia Loup City 47, Adams Central 42.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central trying to come back from a 15-point deficit. They trailed at 1 point, 38-23. It's now 47-42. Patriots trailed by 15 points with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play. It's now 47-42 with 47.6 seconds to go. There's Jarzynka. He's going to be fouled here in backcourt. So they get the ball inbounded to Jarzynka. Jarzynka missed a free throw just a few seconds ago. He's the guy to foul on this team. He's hitting only 44% of his free throws. Grant Lewandowski, who is not out there right now, but check that he is here, 32% from the free throw line. But this is Jarzynka. Looks up there, and the shot is going to be good. Put that one on a rope. It dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. They'll have one more shot, 48-42. It's just a two-possession ball game now with 45.5 seconds to play. Matt Jarzynka will toe the mark again for Arcadia Loup City. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one's going to be short. A rebound is battled for. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Jarzynka got his hands in there and tied up Kyler Wormstadt. But the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will get it here. 48-42, it's a six-point ball game. Here comes AC. They had the ball go right through the fingertips of Sam Lindblad. He wasn't looking for the ball. Lindblad was out here in three-point territory, and he wasn't looking for the ball. And now Lindblad commits a personal foul in backcourt on Rasmussen. Sam Lindblad was not looking for that basketball as they were crossing the 10-second line. It went ricocheting off of his hands. A turnover on the Patriots, a big one right there. Brady Rasmussen will go to the free throw line. He is 5 out of 6 in the line. Making 6 out of 7 as that one goes down. Rasmussen now with 21 in the ball game. 33.6 seconds to play. 49-42. Adams Central trailing. Next shot is up there. It's in and out. No good. Ball being swatted around and it's picked up here by Sam Lindblad as he runs her back the other way. Lindblad out of David Bolin. Bolin has the ball tipped loose. It's going to be out of bounds. No, it's going to be saved over there by Adams Central. Wormstadt has got the ball. Over here on the near side to Pleak. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Sittner from the deep right corner. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Sullivan, and a foul is going to be called. .8 seconds to play. It's 49-42. The personal foul is going to be called on Pleak. That's going to be his first. But going to the free throw line for Arcadia Loup City is Steele Sullivan. He has not been there tonight, but he's a good foul shooter on the season, 74%. This will be a big win, as you can tell by the fans' reaction to things late in the ballgame for Arcadia Loup City. Shot is up there. It is good for Steele Sullivan. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. It's now an 8-point lead for the Rebels with 13.8 seconds to play. Next one is up there. It's good. Here's David Bolin with the ball. Now to Wormstadt. Wormstadt, a long three thrown up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound, Jarzynka. Out to Rasmussen, 5 seconds. Rasmussen on the far sideline. And now we got a foul called with 1.7 seconds to play. Rasmussen was just standing there as the time was ticking down. We got a personal foul called here. That's going to go on Garrett Sittner. That's going to be his third. So the Adams Central Patriots are going to come up short here tonight to the Rebels of Arcadia Loup City. Brady Rasmussen goes to the free throw line. He's 6 out of 8 for the line so far tonight. He's got 21 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's no good. He'll get one more. That's 10 fouls plus on Adams Central here in the second half. Arcadia Loup City's got only two team fouls in the second half. Next shot is up there. It's good. 51-42. They play things in. Sittner from half court throws up a shot. It's no good, and that's the ball game. Arcadia Loup City knocks off the Adams Central Patriots tonight in boys high school basketball. The final score, Arcadia Loup City 52, Adams Central 42. So the Patriots drop to 8 wins and 4 losses on the season. They'll take on St. Paul tomorrow night at the Patriot Gym. Meanwhile, Arcadia Loup City, they improved to 8 wins and 3 losses. In the final score in this one, Arcadia Loup City beats Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball 52-42. Back with a recap after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kierkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
So Arcadia Loup City knocks off the Adams Central Patriots tonight in boys high school basketball 52-42. The Rebels had a 13-10 lead at the end of the first quarter. It was 28-21 at halftime, 38-25 after three quarters of play. Adams Central chipped away. In the fourth quarter, they got her down to 5 points at one point, 47-42. But Arcadia Loup City hitting some free throws at the end. They go on to win by 10 points tonight by a score of 52-42. So Adams Central drops to 8-4 in the season. Arcadia Loup City is now 8-3. Adams Central getting 13 points tonight from David Bolin. But Bolin finished with only 4 points in the second half. He hit 3 three-pointers in the first half, and then he had 2 two-point field goals in the second half of play. So he finishes with 13. Garrett Sittner, he had 11 points. Sittner had 3 three-pointers, and he had a 2-point field goal. Had a couple of late 3-pointers to pull the Patriots within 5 points there. Other scorers, Evan Lindblad, he had 8 points tonight on 4 field goals. He was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Tyler Warmstad had 5 points on a 3-pointer, and he was 2 of 2 from the line. Tevin Anderson, he had a field goal, and he was 1 of 2 from the line for 3. Sam Lindblad had a field goal for 2. Adams Central shot just 6 free throws tonight. They were 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Unofficially, they had a total of 15 turnovers in the basketball game. Arcadia Loup City, they had 15 turnovers, but they shot 18 free throws, 18 out of 23 to be exact. So Adams Central gets outscored from the free throw line by 15 points, and they lose by 10. Robbie Ritz and Brady Rasmussen led the way. Rasmussen had 22 points in the ball game. He had 13 of those in the second half of play. Robbie Ritz had 15. So Rasmussen with 22, Robbie Ritz with 15. Other scorers, it was Steele Sullivan with 6. Grant Lewandowski with 5. 2 points for Dalton Peters. 1 point for Matt Jarzynka, and 1 for Trey Lewandowski. And the final score, it was Arcadia Loup City over Adams Central tonight by a score of 52-42. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches post-game show. As high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
This is the Player of the Game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's Player of the Game.
So the Adams Central girls, they won tonight in the first game on a score of 56-18, but Arcadia Loup City wins the nightcap over Adams Central boys on a score of 52-42. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. For the Adams Central girls, they put three players in double figures tonight. Brittany Wiseman comes up with 13 points. Josie Bumgardner had 11. Carly Bostock had 10 points. For the Adams Central boys, Garrett Sittner, he led the Chargers late in the ball game tonight. He finishes with 11 points. David Bolin had 13 points. And Evan Lindblad, force on the boards here today, finishes with 8 points, 4 in each half. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Our players of the game tonight for Adams Central. First of all, for the Adams Central girls, Brittany Wiseman is going to receive the honors tonight. Wiseman scored 10 points in the second half of play. She knocks down the 3 3-pointers in the ball game tonight, had a 2-point field goal, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Brittany Wiseman will be our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central girls basketball team. And for the Adams Central boys, it'll be Garrett Sittner. Sittner ends up with 11 points in the ball game today, had just 3 in the first half, but comes back with 8 more in the second half of play. Knocked down a couple of big threes during the Adams Central run there in the fourth quarter to pull the Patriots within 5 points, but they couldn't close the deal tonight, and they lose to Arcadia Loup City by the score of 52-42. Garrett Sittner and also Brittany Wiseman are players of the game tonight for Adams Central. Stick around. The coaches' post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
Back here in Loup City here tonight, the Adams Central Patriots dropped this one to Arcadia Loup City, losing by the score of 52-42. As we wait for Zach Foster to make his way back out of the locker room and down the hallway and back out to our broadcast facilities here tonight. Arcadia Loup City led by 3 points at the end of the first quarter, 13-10, 28-21 at halftime tonight, 38-25. That was a 13-point lead. They took into the fourth quarter. Adams Central cut the lead down to 5 points at one point, 47-42, but could not close the deal. They were within 5 points with 47.6 seconds to play. And Arcadia Loup City knocks off Adams Central tonight by 10 by a score of 52-42. And this is the only game involving the Hastings teams here tonight. The rest of the Hastings teams will be playing in action tomorrow. We've got more basketball coming your way this weekend here on 1230 KHAS. Our next game is going to be on Sunday afternoon. as Nebraska Kearney will be in town to take on Hastings College in a men's ball game at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. It'll be Hall of Fame Day today. A lot of the former players and former coach Doc Farrell is going to be on hand. A lot of the former players and a 1963-64 team going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame on Sunday. So a lot of events surrounding the ball game on Sunday. It'll be a 2 o'clock tip-off time between the Lopers and the Broncos. We'll have a special pregame show to begin at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So join us for Hastings College basketball Sunday afternoon. Nebraska Kearney and Hastings. Also, we'll have Nebraska basketball on Sunday. The Nebraska men will play at Purdue on Sunday. That'll be a 11 o'clock starting time, a tip-off time. Pregame show begins at 10 o'clock. That one on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got hockey tomorrow on our network of stations, USHL Hockey. Sioux Falls playing at the Tri-City Storm tomorrow night. Pregame show will be at 6:50. Face-off will be at 7:05. So hockey tomorrow night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll take our break. We'll come back. You're listening to high school basketball at 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
So the Adams Central girls basketball team, they win the opener tonight by a score of 56-18. The Patriots are now 4-8 on the season. The Adams Central Patriot boys, they drop a decision tonight to Arcadia Loop City by a score of 52-42. The Patriot boys, they fall to 8 wins and 4 losses, and both Adams Central teams will play St. Paul tomorrow night. That'll be back at the Patriot Gym. So the coach is still in the locker room. We'll move on here tonight. That'll wrap up our coverage tonight from Loop City. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Loop City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.